1061. It's the Jonathan and Sharon podcast.
The edges, quit your day job. Come work with us.
Well, come work with me. I'm a big loner. It's Sharon here. And this week we are starting the live trials for quit your day job. Because if you haven't heard, Jono and Ben are leaving at the end of this year. And I really want you to help me find my next co-host. So what I want you to do is listen to the people that are going to be, you know, entering on theedge.co.nz. Also joining me on the show this week. Text through your feedback, put it on social media. Or if you think you can do better than these guys, go and enter yourself. Go to theedge.co.nz. We've got two people coming up today. I'm going to introduce you to Taylor in just a second. At 4 p.m, Liam Malone's going to join us, but it's Taylor's time to shine. Let's get into it.
Quit your day job.
Hi, I'm Taylor Curtis, and I'm applying for quit your day job.
Okay, Taylor, your live audition starts in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. We're officially kicking off the live auditions, and we have got Taylor Curtis in studio with us right now. Taylor, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling right now? You're feeling a little bit nervous, or are you all good?
I think I'm only a tiny bit nervous, but that's probably from the caffeine I had earlier.
You've had so many coffees today. Like, I took you across to the cafe because like, it'll be less awkward if we just go to a cafe. And you'd already caffeined it up real hard.
Yeah, I had to order a tea to mellow myself out.
Well, I hope that you're amped up for some good answers, because next we're going to grill you. We're going to ask you all these questions, find out all your dirty secrets. And if anyone listening right now wants to ask Taylor a question, call us right now, 0800 The Edge, or text us to 3343, and we get to know potentially my new co-host. So Taylor, stick around. Don't leave also, because I can't do the show by myself at 4 o'clock, okay? So where are you from?
Originally from Nelson.
And where you live now?
Christchurch.
So we've got another South Island girl in the house.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I love that. Okay, so you're from Christchurch and you're a professional rugby player.
Oh, I wouldn't call it professional, like provincial.
So why can't you call it professional? Because you pay for Canterbury, right?
Yeah, I do. But like, we haven't gone professional yet because none of the girls are paid.
What?
I know.
You're joking me. So yeah. Because the girls aren't paid, they can't be called professional.
No.
And why do the girls not get paid? Like, what the heck's that about?
I'm not actually sure. You should probably ask someone rugby about that.
Shivers.
Yeah. But only the Black Ferns started getting paid around like this year. Yeah.
Holy hecka. It's 2019, guys. We need to sort that shit out. What's your current job right now?
Currently just finished university and do some commentary for Sky Sport.
Oh, so what do you do commentary on? Rugby?
Yeah, women's rugby and a little bit of build up for men's as well.
Great. And I did a stalk of your Instagram. You've got a famous follower.
Oh, which one?
No, what do you mean, which one? Mike McRoberts from 3 News is following you on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. I was so shocked.
Have you guys ever met each other?
No, never met. Yeah. So, except for through TV, I see him on the news.
So you met, but never met in real life?
No,
not so you're just sitting at home pausing and having combos with Mike McRoberts. He has no idea. Okay, so Mike McRoberts, we're not sure about that. Are you single or taken?
Taken as in today.
So you came up to Auckland for a live audition for a job that would be in Auckland, and the guy you're seeing was like, hey, we should lock this in just in case you leave me.
Yeah.
Aw, that's so cute. But also, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to be able to move to Auckland?
Well, yeah, definitely. We'll just see what happens, eh?
All right, let's keep going then. This could be awkward because two of them are sitting in the office right now. Ooh. Slap, shag, marry.
Oh.
Jono, Ben, Dom Harvey from The Breakfast Show.
Slap Dom.
Oh!
Oh no, but I love him.
You just slapped the wrong guy. He's the king of the edge.
Oh.
He's the kicks. Okay, so sweet. All right, you're going to slap Dom.
What's the other two, sorry?
You got to shag or marry Jono and Ben.
Shag or Jono, marry Ben.
Oh, wow. That's not how I thought it was going to go. We'll take that. Ben's probably looking really chuffed with himself right now. And we've actually got one of our listener pals that have rung up. So we have like a few people that ring the radio station quite often. And because the listeners get to have a say on who's going to be getting Jono and Ben's job, we thought we should get a VIP listener pal question. And Hayden Allen is on 0800 The Edge right now. Hayden, have you got a question that you want to ask Taylor?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it?
It's a bit of a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to tell one lame catchphrase for the rest of your radio career, or only be able to tell lame jokes that no one gets and have to explain every time?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. What are you going to go with?
Well, the catchphrase will follow you wherever you go.
Yes.
Isn't it like that Nick Minute guy?
Yes, you'll be the new Nick
Minute. Oh, probably catchphrase.
You're going to go catchphrase? Yeah. What would you have gone, Hayden?
I'll probably go for the jokes one.
Ooh, that doesn't surprise me because I've heard quite a few of your jokes. You usually have to explain them, don't you, Hayden?
Oh, a couple of them. A couple of wee ones.
Taylor, so far, it's been pretty cruisy ride.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're very sweet. You're very innocent. You're very, you're very girl next door, very Jennifer Aniston vibes to me.
Oh, that's a huge compliment.
But I have heard that you are quite a savage.
Oh, well, in what way?
And you've got a twin sister.
Yeah, sure do.
And you injured your twin sister. Now, does this spark any memories for you at all?
Yeah, one or two.
One or two? Well, I've managed to get hold of your twin sister, Sam, who has joined us on 0800 The Edge right now. And Sam, true or false that Taylor, who is auditioning to work with me, broke your arm as a child?
She left me for dead.
So what the heck happened here? Because I don't want to work with someone that's going to leave me for dead like that. What happened, Sam?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Just don't jump on her shoulders.
Well, that's what we were going to do next. So I'm glad that we're getting that out of the way.
No, well, I was reaching up to the smoke alarm because I was trying to get a battery out to use for like a zappy thing, like, you know, those electric shock pins.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Yeah. Anyway, we had kind of like one of those and we needed a battery. So, yep, she gave me a lift up and I was reaching up for it. And at this time, we were meant to be in bed. So, so anyway, heard Mum walking down the hallway saying, "Get in bed." And Taylor just ran. Just left me hanging and I hit my head on the door, fell off his shoulders and broke my arm.
Oh! Okay, so what happened here? Before you get to defend yourself, Taylor, did she leave you and you were just writhing in pain and Taylor just gapped it, or did she stay and help you with your broken arm?
Nah, she just gapped and jumped straight into bed, left me to take the blame, and unfortunately I had to sleep with a broken arm because Mum didn't believe me.
Oh my God, that is, first of all, like serious 90s parenting. I love that you had to like wait until the next day. But what are you going to say for yourself, Taylor? I mean, why did you leave your sister?
Yeah, well, it was a team thing, I think. So like if she landed on her feet, then we would have got away with it.
But so you were just like, screw you, Sam, you've let the team down, I'm out.
I think I forgot that she was even on me.
Is that the only injury that you've ever given her?
One time she tried kicking me and broke her toe.
Oh my God! I thought the twins were supposed to get on real well. Sounds like you guys are just a pair of savages. Renegade Central. Well, we are going to put it out this afternoon. 0800 The Edge, your text to 3343. How did you injure your sibling? Sam, do you want to call up again? Got any more examples?
No, I might have a few more
on my sleeve. Oh, Jesus. What are we dealing with? We'll get to your calls next. 0800 The Edge, how did you injure your sibling? Ashley, what was your injury?
So when I was little, my sister put me in the dryer and left me there for ages. And so later on that day, I pretended like everything was all good. And while she was watching TV, I smashed her over the head with a vacuum cleaner pipe.
Oh my God! No, wait, Ashley, we need to talk about this. When she left you in the dryer, was the dryer going or was it just sitting there?
No, she just shut me in and just left me there. Mum couldn't find me for ages.
Thank God.
Yeah, you'd be hot and sweaty otherwise.
Yeah. And then so you hit her with the vacuum pole. Did she get knocked out or anything?
No, Mum wasn't impressed.
Holy crap. Okay.
They should make a show, House Appliance Rules or something.
Yeah, I reckon. Jesus. And that's kind of worse than your story. So you're slightly less crazy now. Samantha, welcome to the show. What was your sibling injury?
So I didn't injure them. They actually, one of them decided to chuck me on their shoulders and run around the room in circles when we were like 8 and 10. And he took me through the whole glass window and it smashed and didn't injure me, luckily. And the other one pushed me off a tyre swing in the garage and cracked my head open at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so I got a last week off school.
That is not... See, this is why everyone always asks me if I'm going to have another kid. And then I hear these stories and I'm like, hell no. Like, they just torture each other. Like, that's, again, worse than what you did, Taylor. But yeah. I feel like when she started off with the person was on, she was on someone's shoulders, I was like, is this your other sister or something?
Yeah, I thought I had a buddy in that one.
Thank you so much, Samantha. And Josh, sibling injuries. How did you injure yours?
Well, we were playing dodgeball on the tramp with a moon hopper, and I was on the ground throwing at my brother, and I faked throw with the moon hopper, and he like jumped up, and then I actually threw it as he was in the air, and he came down, landed on it, and he like flipped off the tramp and broke his foot.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and he kind of like started like screaming, and then Mum come out and she's like, "What'd you do?" And I was like, "Oh, it was an accident." And then he didn't really go to the hospital till like a couple hours later when his foot was still sore. So
there wasn't like bone going through the flesh, kind of broken.
Nah. He has done that once before, but that wasn't my fault.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of like what your sister was saying before, Taylor, about how that your parents waited till the next day before they took her to the hospital. It feels like parenting was way more relaxed back then.
I feel like they just don't believe us.
I've got Taylor Curtis from Christchurch with me. Now, Taylor, so far you've been very, like, well-behaved and very, very nice to girl next door. But is this true?
Yeah, well, I like to think so.
I've got to stay composed. Well, I've had some intel on the text machine from somebody. Do you know Nina by any chance?
Oh, Paletti.
Yes, Nina. No, I understand that Nina plays rugby with you.
Yep.
And Nina has rung in with a story about you.
Well, I'm nervous because I don't know what one.
You're okay. So, Nina, tell us, what's your dirt on Taylor? Because she's being very well-behaved.
She's been well too well behaved for Taylor. This is quite new. I think she's just putting it on for the radio, I think.
So what's the real Taylor like, Nina?
The real Taylor, I mean, she has simmered down a wee bit lately. The old pressure's come on when, you know, you start having to get a job and stuff like that.
Yep.
But she used to get us all, so we'd all be, you know, getting ready on Saturday, going out to town. She'd be feeding us shots, getting everyone super, super drunk. We get to town, she'd be there for maybe like an hour, and then she'd just disappear. And we're all like, where's Taylor gone? Oh, she must have got a boy. She must have gone home with this guy. She's not answering her phone. Like, no one knows what's going on. So, like, okay, we'll just head home. Like, she's made her way home. We'll see her in the morning. And she's literally just come home, made herself some noodles, and then just sat there in the lounge just eating them. And she looks up at us when we walk in, like, innocent ass, be like, hey, what have you guys been up to?
Oh, my God. So you're one of those people that sneaks off on a party. You're like Jono, and you do the sneak.
I just look for the food. You just follow your nose.
So is this a regular occurrence, Nina? Is that if we're going to take her out to something like Camp Edge or something, then Taylor is just going to gap it and just eat some noodles somewhere?
Yeah, pretty much. She'll probably bring her own stuff as well because she makes them herself. She doesn't just have like the regular 2-minute noodles. She has to put her own curry powder and all sorts in there.
What?
She does like a full-on noodle meal.
Make your own broth.
If you end up getting this job, we're going to take Taylor's noodles on tour because that sounds like a great. That sounds like a great thing we need in like universities. And flats and stuff. Did you guys all survive on it, Nina?
Yeah, it was amazing. They're actually really, really good. Yeah. So, I mean, totally fair enough.
All right.
Well, waiting up for the noodles.
Hey, Nina, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. You've really, really talked up Taylor for us.
No worries.
Because we have to emcee a lot of parties and stuff when you're an announcer at the Edge, so you could actually be the perfect person for that after these stories, Taylor.
Oh, well, I'll put my hand up for that too.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been so much fun having you in the studio. Is there any last things you would like to say to convince us why you should replace Jono and Ben?
Well, if you're just looking for the two-girl duo on the radio, taking everyone home, I think that's what you're looking for.
Perfect. Taylor Curtis, everybody. What's happening if you're just joining us is Jono and Ben are leaving us at the end of the year. They've had an amazing opportunity to get back on the TV, so they've got to go do it. But we've got to find someone to replace Jono and Ben. And so we're doing Quit Your Day Job so that you can help me find a new BFF. And this hour, we've got Liam Malone joining us. Liam.
Sharon, it's so good to see you.
Do you know, this is so weird because I had an Instagram memory yesterday of interviewing you at the Music Awards 3 years ago.
I know, and then secondly is when Guy left, you invited me in, and since then I always regretted it, and here we go.
Okay, so you're going to go for John and Ben's job. Do you reckon you've got what it takes?
Probably not, but we'll see how this goes.
You have many amazing stories, and we're going to hear a story later on this hour about how you're absolutely certain that Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas wanted a piece of you. But you were also telling us about dating, and dating was quite an interesting experience for you because you've got a girlfriend now, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
But in the lead up to meeting your girlfriend.
Yeah, and so we met on Bumble. She'd hate that I'd say that, but we did. Anyway, so when I was on Bumble and I'd be talking to girls, I would never have photos of my legs. Like, I would connect my Instagram, so if they didn't figure it out, from my perspective, that's their fault.
Yeah.
But when I was meeting my girlfriend for the first day, I realized that she had no idea, right? And so it was like a day before, and it's like the question of when do you tell someone. So it was like the day before, I like followed her on Instagram, liked a bunch of her photos.
Creepy. How many?
I don't know, like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Just so she knew.
But how far back did you go though?
I went back. You know, I scroll back. I know, nightmare.
You don't want to do the deep stalk when you're just going in to do a quick double tap?
I've got, yeah. Anyway, so I left it like to the very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if I left it 3 days, you know, she could say she got sick and then she could bail. So I left it right to the last minute. But it was like such a weird thing because on Bumble, girls would be like, how tall are you, etc.
And what did you say?
Adjustable.
Because a lot of people might not know, which is an amazing call. I love that.
Which is the truth, by the way. I'm not lying.
Because I didn't know this. So you have lost both of your legs. Well, you were born without both your legs. What is the correct way to word that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I was born with my legs, and for the listeners, they could imagine like tentacles instead of legs. Essentially, like I was missing a bone in each leg and they were all floppy. They looked ridiculous, and then they chopped them off at 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
which was hard for my dad because he had like hyped me up to become an All Black before I was born.
Oh.
I know. And then I was born and he was holding his Octo son, and it was it was not what he was expecting.
So you've got no, but so when you say adjustable, I was asking this off air that you can decide how tall you're going to be.
Yeah. And of course I'm going to be. Most of my friends are like 6 foot. Right?
Yeah.
How am I meant to compete with that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So like,
yeah, I jacked them up. Yeah, I jacked them up. I got tall legs, short legs, you know.
Amazing. So you're going to go on this date with your girlfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And how did you tell her?
Well, I followed her on Instagram, so then she would look at my Instagram and get that exposure so she could adjust in time. But foolishly, being the lovely girl that she is, she knew that I had no legs and then tried to play footsies with me about a week later.
Shut
on our second date. Yeah, no joke.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So how long was she playing it before she realised that you couldn't feel that?
I said your dog keeps licking my foot. Because I can feel I can feel vibrations.
Yeah.
Right? And I was at the verge. I either kick the dog or I tell her that her dog's licking my foot.
Oh,
and
my
she was
God.
Like, oh no, like I'm
That's
playing.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, that's the thing that you need to figure out, because it's not just like people like you that may be missing some legs, but people that might have kids or people that might have like some other bombshell that they've got to drop.
Snaggy tooth.
Yes, a snaggy tooth. I'm trying to think of something. My only thing was that I'm insane, so I wouldn't want, like, I had that from my husband for
Your
ages.
Your personality.
Yeah, I was not my real self until I really reeled him in.
But that's everyone. Everyone does that.
It's like the key to dating. If you want them to fall in love with you, be anyone but yourself. But 0800 The Edge, text to 3343 right now. When do you drop the dating bombshell? When do you say, hey, by the way, I've got no legs. Hey, I've got 8 children. Hey, I've got a criminal conviction. Let us know. 0800 The Edge right now. Siobhan, what do you think?
I am still highly deep into a relationship and I still haven't dropped the act.
What? So what are you hiding? Should we have used a fake name?
Oh, no. It's okay. He doesn't listen to The Edge. He listens to The Rock.
Okay, fair enough. I'll take that.
Yeah. I am still currently hiding the fact that I can't cook.
What? So how are you getting around it?
Menu logs, deliver easies before he gets home from work.
That's very smart.
That's efficient.
Would you fall for that? Like, how would you...
How are you funding it? That would be very expensive.
I get lots of discounts and coupons from people, plus then lots and lots of email addresses that you get coupons.
You're a coupon collector.
Because why would you be scared to tell him?
Because he comes from a chefing family.
Pressure.
See, I think I've only cooked for Bryce like 4 times in 10 years, mainly because I just hate it. So maybe
I can bake, don't get me wrong, but I can't cook a steak to save my life.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, you could YouTube. You could go on the YouTube tutorial.
I've tried.
Oh no, Siobhan, keep up the menu
course.
Log, babes. Keep up the menu log. What do you think, Nicola? When should you drop the dating bomb?
I reckon as soon as possible, maybe on the first date if it's a big bombshell.
Really? Has anyone ever done that to you on a date?
Yeah, I had somebody lie to me about having 2 kids.
What? So how long for?
At least the 4th or 5th date, he told me.
Oh, I reckon you've at least got to tell them before you sleep together, because then you know everything.
Exactly. Mm. But I didn't get that.
Had you gone around to his house, or had he come around to your house?
He'd come around to mine before, yeah.
Okay, so you hadn't gone around to his and he'd hid the photos of the kids or anything.
Yeah, hid the bouncing
net.
So how did you find out?
He just decided to tell me eventually.
What was your reaction?
I was shocked because the way he talked about I'm not wanting any more kids, and then it just ended up being a big bombshell. He had kids.
Oh, man, I could not. Did you stay with him or break up straight away?
No, I ended up ending it there.
Oh, fair enough,
smart
Nicola.
Move.
This week it's the Quit Your Day Job live auditions because at the end of the year, John and Ben are leaving us. They've got this amazing opportunity to get back on telly, and so we are looking for someone to replace them, and we're going to be doing live auditions every day this week between 3 and 5. And this hour I've had Liam joining me. You're getting some texts here, Liam. People are liking you so far.
There you go.
But I reckon we need to get into your storytelling abilities because everyone has to give their best story. What's your best story?
All right, so I was sitting at home on the couch and I get a phone call from the woman who built Vogue named Karine Reutfeld. And she's this French woman who's like very well known in the fashion industry. And in her French accent, she goes, "Do you know anything about the modeling or fashion?" Right? And I just went, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And what I'd meant to say was, "Yeah, I've seen the movie Zoolander." Right? Next thing, I'm at one of the largest fashion shows at New York Fashion Week for this thing called Philip Plein. And he spent a ton of money on this like runway. So they had like a UFO come down from the ceiling. The runway was covered in snow. There were celebrities there. Migos were backstage where we were with Tekashi 6ix9ine, RIP, Snitch. And anyway, They dressed me up in my blades and everything, and I was the last model to go out, right? And Bella Hadid and everyone's there. And I genuinely thought models did the blue steel pose.
No smiling. Just right? Straight out.
They all went out and smiled. So I went out and did the blue steel pose like a moron, right? And the first person that I locked eye contact with was Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God.
And he looked so baked, and he saw me in my legs looking like Mr. Tumnus from the Chronicles of Narnia. Which made me panic.
Yeah.
So I just started running. I ran down the runway.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot.
So you ran up and then ran back?
I ran around. This is a massive runway. This isn't like a big old wartime industrial building in New York where they produced like planes or bombs or I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I ran around all the models backstage. I'm like, I've just ruined this event. Like, I'm a schmuck.
A laughing stock.
Yeah. And the lead designer comes back and he's like, "You are a genius."
Wow.
And then he took me back out with like some supermodel. Anyway, afterwards, I get a phone call and they go, "Would you like to have dinner with Fergie?"
In like Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. And this is a lesson in arrogance because the first thing that went through my mind was, it's about time someone like Fergie hit on me, right? And so I show up to this dinner. And it's not like an intimate date with Fergie, right? It's a fundraiser for the Special Olympics. They thought I went to the Special Olympics, not the Paralympics.
And they're two different things.
They're two different things to the general audience, but you can put them into one. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And so I'm there with Fergie and at dinner. So there was, I think, four or five of us at the dinner table. Had dinner with Fergie. It was fine.
You're like, she's playing hard to get.
She's playing hard to get. Yeah. I was doing everything. Trust
me. Oh, yeah.
Eating with my mouth open and whatnot. Anyway, we were dancing. She was singing. I was dancing with her. And I swear to God, I'm not lying here. She was giving me the eyes.
What? She would have been married. Was she married at this point? Well, didn't matter. Didn't matter in your eyes.
Yeah.
And so she was eyeing you up. And I think I've seen a video of this where you guys like singing Glamorous together or something.
Yeah, I don't know the words. I don't even know.
You're just like getting amongst it. And she's like, "Oh, look at this guy."
Let me tell you this. She sung the original version of Let's Get It Started at a Special Olympics fundraiser.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
How did that go down?
Fantastic.
I bet it did. Well, I mean, I don't know. Producer Dan, what do you reckon? Do you reckon that Fergie hit on Liam?
He's a good looking guy.
And it's the thing is, it's such a great yarn to wind up my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I feel like she would eye sex anybody just to make them feel good.
Look, I agree. Look, I'm 100% with you. And like, she totally looked at me like I was from the Special Olympics. Because when she left, she's like, "Goodbye, champion."
Oh.
I'm like, "See you later, cracky."
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna say
I believe it too.
I'm gonna say she was trying to hit on you. But purely because I don't want to end this on a sour note of you being angry.
That's a claim to fame. I'm jealous.
Well, Liam, thank you so much for joining us for your Quit Your Day Job live audition today. You and Taylor have both done amazing jobs, and you have to stay tuned because you might be coming back for our top five
next week. Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Good luck. Give it up, Liam, everybody.
Now, last week we met a guy, Jono and I. We met a guy at the airport and we kind of got talking because our plane was delayed. Now, he's in a relationship with a lady here in New Zealand. He kind of spilled a lot of details to us.
He really did.
And he goes to work in Brazil from time to time for his job, and he met someone in Brazil and has been having a bit of a relationship with them.
A Brazilian beauty. You know what they do in Brazil? Wear jandals and G-strings.
I feel like you need to get more Brazilian knowledge.
Eat nuts. The Brazilian nuts. I'm not a fan of the Brazilian nuts.
No,
it's kind of that nut where you're like, this is just here filling out.
Almond's a bit like that for me as well. But anyway, he has been seeing this girl, you know, in Brazil when he's going over there for work, also wiring money to her.
Secretly, behind his girlfriend's back here in New Zealand. He's been with his girlfriend here for 5 years. He was about to leave when we spoke to him last week. He'd booked a plane ticket, which actually leaves today, to run off. He was going to leave his girlfriend here behind and start a new life in Brazil.
It's true love, but it seems like, I don't know, the money thing, he couldn't really explain that one to us.
So. And you guys, I tell you what, you guys were chiming in on this one.
Hey, man, I reckon go do it. He seems like he's going through a rough time. He's not going to get over it here. And I've been there. The girls are onto it.
I think it's just a bit messed up, but I feel like that's everybody's opinion. But at the same time, like, I think one of you guys said, like, the whole chasing love bit. I can sort of see it because I had a friend that did the same thing, but it didn't turn out well for them.
I'm from America and I moved to New Zealand for love, and it was...
the worst decision you've ever made.
No, it's just really challenging.
And it worked all right for you?
Yeah, I'm now married. We bought land. I'm here.
So kind of split, and he was listening to it at the time, and this was his feedback.
I thought about it, you know, after you guys said what all the listeners said last night, and I think I'm still going to go.
You think you're still going to go?
I've thought about it quite a bit, and you got to chase your gut, and I just don't see any other way.
So either way, I was hoping that he was going to tell his current partner, because I felt like she deserves to know, but it's not my business.
No.
So I think we have him on the phone.
We
right
do.
Now.
Are we crossing live right now to the international airport?
No.
No? You're not at the airport?
No, I am. After I spoke to you guys the other day, I had some second thoughts.
Okay.
Are you going or not?
I decided not to go.
Whoa!
You're not going to Brazil? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I thought about it a lot, and I said to myself, no, I need to be 100% sure that she is, you know, fully into me, and I can't be 100% sure. I can be 90% sure I love her, but I can't be 100%.
Okay, so you're going to tell your girlfriend back here what has been happening?
Probably not.
But you are going to stay with her? Or not?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm going to stay with her.
You're going to stay with her, but you're not going to tell her.
Well,
don't you think she deserves to know?
What she doesn't know won't hurt her. You know, like, I feel like if I tell her, it's going to hurt her.
That's a good way to live your life, isn't it? What they don't know is not going to hurt them. It's true, Ben. It's true.
Okay, well, each to their own.
Hey, I mean, you've had a win. He's not going.
That's a win. I was worried about you getting, scammed because you have been giving away a lot of money to this lady in Brazil. I didn't also want to stand in the way of you finding true love, so I was kind of mixed. But I thought either way, you needed to tell your girlfriend, your current girlfriend here in New Zealand. But you're not going to do that. It's your business, so it's all over to you.
And let's not linger on the fact about how much money you may have spent on international airfares and wired to her. Let's not think about that.
No.
Let's not think about that.
Well, that's on me.
That's on you. No, we're not going to pay you back for that.
But you know how we said Ben was going to wire you from his 00 account? Yeah, he wasn't.
Jono, Ben and Sharon. Just Jono and Ben, as Sharon is trialling other co-hosts.
Taking them for a ride.
That's an open relationship we have at the moment, right?
Taking them for a test drive. Yeah. Geez, I tell you what, Taylor from Christchurch plays rugby for Canterbury. She did so well today, as did Liam Malone, gold medal winning athlete.
Both those people already way better than us already. It's day one.
Yeah, you're already upgrading. Like, at least start with a couple of crappers. Yeah. You know, just a couple of bungs. Maybe start with someone with no mouth. so they can't talk. You know, something to make us feel better.
Done nothing for our confidence.
What we're going to do is we're going to roll in a professional rugby player and a guy who's won a gold medal.
Yeah, how you like them? How
I've
you
won
like
no
them
medals.
No, no. Anyway.
Ben, this is going to horrify you because I know what a clean guy you are. Clean record, apart from the little indiscrepancy at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
And just clean hands.
I like to keep a clean operation.
Clean insides as well. Clean, healthy insides. But I was making last night, and you would be happy to know this, a salad. A tuna salad.
I'm happy to know this.
Yeah, very healthy. But and I had a plaster that was on my hand.
There's nothing worse when you go to like a public pools and you see a plaster going past.
Yeah, so this plaster was my plaster. It was on my hand. It's like, you know, your own smell. You sit easier with it, don't you? When you know it's come from you, you're like, oh, I can bear this.
If anyone else is, you're like...
So I was preparing the meal and then I looked down at my thumb and I was like, oh, my plaster's gone.
Now, had you noticed it before you started preparing the meal? You're like, oh, that's there?
No, I'd seen it earlier in the day.
So you're like, it could be gone anywhere.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, these things go missing.
Yeah.
I won't think too much of it.
Oh, no.
And I end up making a salad. It looks wonderful. I start eating my tuna salad. About halfway through my salad, I notice there's a piece of tuna that isn't quite going down as easily as the other pieces of tuna. Lo and behold.
Yeah, I think we all know what it is.
It was my plaster.
Yes, yes.
It had fallen off my thumb and into my salad.
And you started eating it. At least you didn't deliver it to anyone else.
No, I mean, that's a nice thing. And if it was someone else's plaster, again, it was mine. So I'm like, oh, well, this is, I digested it. I swallowed it. And I was like, well, this is part of me. It may as well live inside me. I didn't do the last part. That was just because I had nothing else to say, so I said I swallowed a plaster.
Do you know, it's got me thinking about one of the grossest things that I've ever witnessed. Mm. When we had a new baby, when my wife was at home, we had a toilet block, and the neighbour, who was a lovely elderly guy, came over to help my wife. And he decided to put his hand inside the toilet, no glove, nothing, inside the toilet as my wife was watching, like just to try to help her out. Inside the toilet, went in, up inside the toilet, no glove, and pulled out somehow like...
What was in there?
A nappy, like a used nappy had fallen from the bench. So I think we'd obviously got like in a tired haze. One of us had knocked a nappy, but he went up under and pulled
the
out...
The East
Bend. Yeah, and pulled out a used
nappy. He went
nappy
in deep, that guy.
And pulled the whole thing out. There you go, there's your problem.
He's more committed to your household than you are.
Dusted his hands off and off he went. I was just like,
oh, I wish I had the skills to go, there you go, there's your problem. Put it down and then dust your hand off. I'll never do that. That's something in my life I'll never do.
I had a very awkward moment with a new babysitter in the weekend.
Oh, we know how much you love your babysitters. Strange thing is, he's got no kids. He just orders them into.
It was the kids that stitched me up. Okay, so here was the backstory. In the weekend, it was our wedding anniversary. Not me and the babysitter, but me and my wife, Amanda. It was our
Congratulations.
Wedding anniversary. Thank you.
Wonderful years of marriage.
So I have a fine tradition of not only having wedding anniversaries, but also forgetting ours. It's something I do.
How many have you forgotten?
A couple. So, and I knew coming up to this one that Amanda would think
which
I was going
to forget. Which is ironic because you've got the date tattooed
on
your
arm. I know. I've got no excuse. But I have forgotten in the past, but this year I remembered. Mm. But I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I tricked my wife into thinking I hadn't remembered? So I had booked a babysitter to come over and Amanda thought we were going to the movies. But what I'd actually organised was to go out for dinner and a little gift as well. So I thought this is win-win.
She's like, I don't want to go and see Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious, for our wedding anniversary.
You love The Rock.
I know how much you love Dwayne Johnson, but he is getting in between our marriage.
So that was all fine. I had that all planned out. But then I told our daughters, Sienna and Indy, you know, they're 7 and 9. I told them about the secret. And I was like, hey, Mum thinks she's going to the movies, but we're going out for dinner. And here, if you come into the room, and I had in the sock drawer, I had a little gift to give her. I was like showing, I was like, keep a secret. And they thought it was great. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I've kind of brought them in on the secret. And then a day later, they came in and said, oh, can we tell the new babysitter about the secret? And I was like, well, yeah, you can, but just, you know, the rules of the secret. We've set the rules. We've set the guidelines now. I don't know why I said, yes, you could tell the babysitter, because this is where it all fell apart.
Why are you telling a third party who you have no relation to?
Well, the girls wanted to tell. Well,
you don't know how well she can keep a secret?
No.
I don't know if you can trust this lady?
So we're having a conversation, Amanda and I, and this new babysitter, you know, sort of getting to, you know, to know her before we leave her with our kids. Mm. She's probably mid-20s, you'd say, you know?
Okay.
Seems like a lovely girl.
Right.
And
what do you grow, like, how are you... getting to know her?
We're just having a chat. Just
right. And what would have been the turning point where you're like, no, you're not looking after the kids? And how do you break that to her?
That'd be an awkward thing. It'd be like sending a wine back at a restaurant.
Actually,
or
sorry, we don't want you.
No, thank you. Send me another bottle. No, so she was fine. But then the kids came in and they were like, to the babysitter, and my wife Amanda's there, Dad's got a secret. I was like, oh God. There's something Dad wants to show you in the bedroom. This is what they're saying to the babysitter. She's looking at me and I'm like, oh God. And then Amanda, my wife, says, she's looking at me like, what do you want to show the babysitter in the bedroom? A secret that you want to show the new babysitter.
And you're like, well, she's not meant to hear about this, which makes it even worse. And they're like, he doesn't want mum to know about this.
Yeah, exactly. I could not think of an excuse. Like, I couldn't think of in my head. I'm like, why do I want to take the babysitter alone into the bedroom to show her something?
It was at that moment where he unzipped his trousers and to smokescreen the whole thing. Well, I was meant to show you this in the bedroom, but I might as well do it in the lounge in front of you, right?
Yeah. So anyway, I kind of had to come clean with the whole conversation about what we were doing then. Otherwise, it was a very awkward time.
What did everyone say at the end?
Well, it's just a look.
Can you put your penis away, firstly? And secondly, what a wonderful surprise. Don't get it, Sharon. The Edge.